so I can keep my papers in order. Thank you very much. I think it's actually very interesting. I come from a background that I like consensus. So I'm going to start by pointing out the things that I agree, and then I move on and say the things that I don't agree. So if we find the things that we agree, number one, I am employed in a business school, so I do believe in markets. Markets and competition is key. And I think this is actually a fundamental of our, you know, kind of democratic societies. The markets, well-functioning markets. Second thing we agree is about basically there are market failures and there are as well state failures. I don't want to rebate that. I think they are there and they're actually quite interesting. And real. I also agree that there is an overall idea that we have to create value. We have to create value, and private value is important and it has to be there. And I agree as well that theory, we need theory before we measure. That's absolutely true. But there are many buts into all these issues. One thing is that I agree that a private value has to be created, but sometimes we know that this is actually not enough. Social value is more than aggregated value of the private values, right? That's one thing. And also, I like very much Philip's difference between price and value, which is actually makes a lot of sense. So there's a kind of a very important aspect there. Another aspect that actually is quite important is that I think that we have, all recognizing that there are market and as well state failures, I think that our level of tolerance to state failure is much lower than the tolerance to private failure. You know, when I teach innovation, I also start telling the students about Kodak. I like photography, so Kodak made a huge mistake. They believe that digital photography was only going to be kept for industrial consumers, not for the private consumers. They owned the patents, and still they made a huge failure. Kodak no longer exists today, you know, kind of the way it was before. So they did a total wrong betting. Of course, you know, it doesn't really matter to me because I didn't have any shares in Kodak, so it's their problem, right? But there is a huge kind of, you know, failures that are done also at the level of private. So we should also be a little bit more tolerant with state failures, but sometimes they're not that big. And in fact, I want to also go back to Reinhilde's evidence. I like very much your presentation in the sense that you provided the theory about state as a market failure, and then the evidence about market failure. The theory about state failure, and then the evidence of state failure. And pay attention to the last one, the evidence of state failure. That was actually quite interesting. What I was interpreting, that I would like to know, is that, yes, there is evidence about state failure, but when it comes to, it was not so dramatic. Perhaps the real state failure is that it was not that effective after all. Well, I think I could live with that. So that's actually the same thing. And then the last remark that I also would like to kind of go back to Michael's remarks, I entirely agree with you. We should not be measuring things without having a theory, right? We need to have a theory. But I think our economic theories are basically focusing on investment, right? You know, the level of investment, you know, appropriation, issues of the, you know, because the nature of, it's about the private rate of return, it's about asymmetric information. All of these theories are about levels of investment in different ways. What we need is an economic theory about coordination of change, right? So it's not about it's not about the kind of, you know, exploration and the investment on the exploration side is all about as well finding a theory, economic theory, about the exploitation of that knowledge. And that we don't have yet. And I would really like to have our very brilliant economists give us such a theory about the exploitation of knowledge. And then we will also go around and say, what are the market failures and other failures as well that we want to address, as well as the possible state failures. But give us that theory and we will actually use it. Thank you.